Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Ephesians, The Mystery Revealed. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 to 32, putting on the new clothes. Let's look at the first couple of verses there. In Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Laying aside the old behavior is followed by a process of renewal. A new life flows from a renewed mind. As our way of thinking is changed, so is our way of behaving. Actions result from thought life. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Renewal leads to the decision to put on the new man. Verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. It's like changing clothes. Taking off what belongs to the unconverted life, putting on what belongs to the recreated life. Righteousness is upright behavior. Holiness is Christ-like character. Our text presents five exchanges of garments, turning from sin to right living. First, there's a commitment to truth in the body. Verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Jesus Christ is the truth. Those in whom he dwells will speak truth. Why? Well, we're members of one another. What if parts of a person's body lie to each other? A person walking down a path with a large, deep hole could be in danger if the eyes decide to lie to the feet about the hole. The eyes will fall in along with the feet and the rest of the body. Lying on the part of any member of the church causes the whole body to hurt. Second, a commitment to a controlled temper. Verse 26, 27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Anger does not need to be sinful if it's directed unselfishly. Being angry with what angers God, which is mistreatment of people, desecration of holy things, hatred of people. Anger under control can be put aside. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Anger out of control cannot help itself. Give place to the devil. The devil can destroy people through uncontrolled anger. And angry people often go to church regularly. Third, a commitment to honest labor. Verse 28. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Put off stealing. Put on honest labor. Labor at an honorable occupation pleases the Lord. Labor earns something to share with the needy. What is the purpose for a Christian work ethic? Well, it's to be able to provide for basic needs and to give to meet others' needs. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. Fourth, a commitment to graceful speech. Verse 29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. corrupt word is filthy language or profanity. This kind of speech is common today. Christians are called and challenged to use their tongues to bless and build up others. Look at verse 30. Verse 30 is like an interlude to reflect on these things. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Put off lying. Put on speaking truth. Put off anger. Put on self-control. Put off stealing. Put on honest labor. Put off profanity. Put on an edifying tongue. Do not miss the fact that all this is spoken to church members. You've been sealed and made secure for eternal life by the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve the Spirit by wrong behavior. And fifth, a commitment to forgive offenders. Verses 31, 32. Let all bitterness, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Put off bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, malice. Put on kindness, tender-heartedness, forgiveness. Again, this passage is written, listen, to Christians, not unbelievers. Bitterness is hatred. Wrath is hot rage. Anger is a smoldering passion. Clamor is yelling. Evil speaking is railing. And malice is maliciousness. There are two kinds of uncontrolled anger. First is wrath, which is the Greek word thumamos. It speaks of passionate outbursts. And the other word for anger is orge, which describes a deep, settled anger. Some people get mad easily and quickly get over it. Others are slow to get angry, but when they do, they stay mad. Clamor is a word for loud yelling. It is what some otherwise nice Christian parents do when getting children ready to go to church. These three are not only characteristic of the life before Christ, but are damaging to those who are directed at. Those who are Christ are called to live in submission to the Holy Spirit's control, Spirit-filled. You have a nice day. In fact, why don't you have a great day?